my heart before I preach. Acts chapter 27. Acts chapter number 27. Appreciate you all being here tonight. Hope the Lord will help us out of His Word tonight. In Acts chapter number 27, Paul is now a prisoner headed toward Rome. Great, great man of God. It says in verse number 1, said, "And it was determined that we should sail into Italy. And when it was determined that we should sail into Italy, they delivered Paul and certain other prisoners unto one named Julius, a centurion of Augustus' band." Verse 4. "And when we had launched from thence, we sailed under Cyprus, because the winds were contrary." Verse 9. "And when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them, and said unto them, 'Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the lading of the ship, but also of our lives. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and owner of the ship more than those things which were spoken by Paul.'" Verse 13. "And when the south wind blew softly, supposing they had obtained their purpose, loosing thence, they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat. And when they had taken up, they used helps, undergirding the ship, and fearing lest they should fall into quicksands, strake sail, and were so driven. And we being exceedingly tossed with a tempest, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day we cast out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars in many days appeared, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, 'Sirs, you should have hearkened unto me, and not have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God, that it shall be even as it was told me." Boy, I'm glad I got a Bible. I believe God just like He's got it pinned down right here, don't you? Amen. He says, "Howbeit, we must be cast upon a certain island." We'll just stop reading right there for the sake of time. You can be seated tonight. Father, we thank You, Lord, for the Word of God tonight, Lord. Thank You, God, for, Lord, this gathering place, Lord, and for each one that's come this way, Lord. We pray tonight, God, Your Word would go out, Lord. God, in power, God, in unction of the Holy Ghost, Lord, pray You'd touch hearts and lives tonight, God, that people might be encouraged, Lord. God, through Your Word, God, and through Your love. Lord, we thank You and we praise You, God, for all You do for us. We love You in Christ's name. Amen. I'm interested in this thought tonight as we look into this passage of Scripture right here, of this thought: sailing life's stormy seas. Sailing life's stormy seas. Paul was a great man of God. And, you know, good people have bad things happen to them. Amen? And, you know, God has given us His Word as an encouragement and a help to us as we journey through life. And that's why it's so important that we, you know, have a church home and a church family and people that can pray for us and encourage us and help us when storms hit down at our house. Amen? And, you know, as I was looking and studying this message, as God laid it upon my heart, I got to thinking about all the things that's come up in our church family right here, and Boy, I'm telling you, there's a lot of folks that's been hit by storms in their life, hadn't they? You think about all the ones right now that's battling cancer. And I think about Brother Nick, Sister Lanessa, the accident she was in, and what a great storm that was in that family's life. And it seemed like her life was in the balance. It was all up to God to bring healing if it was going to happen. But thank God He did. And He helped that family right there. And as I was studying, I was thinking about you, Sister Renee, when we was up here in Kemp meeting a few years ago. And how that call came through about your brother. What a sad night that was. And what a tremendous storm. And just hit you all of a sudden there that night. And but you know, that's life. That's life. But I'm glad I've got a Savior tonight. I'm glad that when things get tough, just like that old song we was singing this morning, lean on me. Lean on me. I'm glad I've got somebody to lean on when things get stormy in my life and when trouble comes our way. I'm glad that we've got a Lord and Savior. Hey, He hears our prayers. He knows our situations. And He loves us through it all. Amen. And just lean on Him, hey, when the storms of life comes your way, sailing life's stormy seas. First of all, in this message tonight, I want you to notice, first of all, the spokesman in the sailing. The spokesman in the sailing. Paul says it was determined that we should sail unto Italy. Now, Paul was a prisoner, as I said before. And he was being sent to Rome to appear before Caesar. But you know, as he says right here, it was determined that we should sail unto Italy. You know, there's some things in life, this voyage of life that we take, there's some things that's been determined that we're going to have to go through. Amen? We don't know what tomorrow holds, but I know a Lord and Savior that does know, friend. And I know one thing, He'll see you through the storms of life. And as we head down this road on this voyage right here, I can tell you something tonight, friend. There's no accidents with God. Nothing takes the Lord by surprise tonight. No, no, no. Hey, listen to me. He knows all about us. He knows everything that is going to come our way in our life, friend. He's a God and a Savior that will never leave us and He'll never forsake us. He knows what we're facing. Ain't you glad you're saved? Ain't you glad you got somebody with you through the storms of life? Let me tell you something, friend. There may be something come up in my life or your life and you may not be around. You might be all by yourself somewhere, supposedly, but the Lord will be there with you. Paul said it was determined that we should sail to Italy. Wonder what the Lord's got determined for my life and for yours. But I guarantee you this. If we keep a living, there's going to be a storm to hit one of these days. You know, I've never met anybody that could say, I ain't never had any troubles come my way. Never met anybody like that. Have you? No. Listen to me. It was a determined voyage. Not only that, it was a dangerous voyage. He says in verse 4, the winds were contrary. Job said, man that's born of a woman is a few days and full of troubles. Full of troubles. You don't have to go far in life till you run into some troubles, do you? Amen? It's going to come your way in this walk of life, friend. Hey, don't be looking for heaven down here. This ain't heaven right here. As we journey through this life, friend, we're going to have some heartaches and some heartbreaks and some troubles as we journey along. Sailing life's stormy seas. A determined voyage, it's a dangerous voyage. But you'll notice this down in verse number 9, there was some deliberation for the voyage. Now when time was spent and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul admonished them. In other words, Paul, he gave the captain of the ship some advice right here. Now, Paul wasn't the captain of the ship. But he had a perception of things right here that might happen. And so he advised them. There was a deliberation for the voyage. But the Bible says, nevertheless, they believed the centurion master and owner of the ship more than that of Paul. Now, you can get a lot of advice on how to handle life. A lot of folks tune in every day to Oprah. Big old Oprah. She's got it all figured out, hasn't she? And Dr. Phil, he's got it all figured out. And people want to take ungodly counsel when they got everything they'll ever need right here in this book to guide you through life. You got all the godly counsel right here. But oftentimes when you get through with your book on Sunday morning, you get through toting it to church on Sunday morning, you toss it over there in the corner somewhere, and you just forget about God all the rest of the week. When a storm comes your way, you don't know what in the world to do. Somebody say amen right there. Listen, there was deliberation. And the people decided, well, we'll just go with the captain. He's a sailor. He's handled this ship plenty of times. We'll go with him. We need the Lord in our life. I'm talking about the spokesman for the sailing. Now listen to this, this spokesman right here. The words of the spokesman. He was a preacher. He was Holy Ghost filled. He was a man in touch with God. Hey, look, can I tell you something tonight? We all need a preacher in our life. We need a Holy Ghost filled preacher in our life that'll get into this book right here, that'll get on his knees and pray, that'll get a word from God to bring to the people and deliver a message, friend, that'll help people along this voyage. A preacher. People used to have a lot of respect for preachers. But you don't find a whole lot of respect for them in this old world anymore. Amen. When I was a lost man, I had respect for preachers, Brother Jason. Preachers scared me. They scared me. But I know they had something that I really, really needed. And the times that I went to church, you know, I'd listen really, and it did something to me. Showed me my condition. And I knew, friend, that I really, really needed to be saved. I knew I needed a preacher in my life. I needed the Word of God in my life. But we as saved people tonight, we need a preacher. Amen. And let me tell you something, the preacher needs you. The preacher needs you praying for him. Hey, look, let me tell you something. Our pastor has to fight hell to keep this place going right here. You don't know what kind of devils comes his way during the week. Some of the things that he shares with me just knocks me off my feet, friend. You don't know what your preacher is doing to be able to feed this flock right here. All the hell he's having to fight. You ought to stand with your preacher. You ought to pray for your preacher. God's given us a great responsibility right here at this place. All these little old kids that's coming in here. Teachers, you got a great responsibility. Mamas and daddies, you got a great responsibility. But I thank God. Listen, that missionary sat right there this morning. Missionary out in California, where he's trying to plant a church out there, not a church within an hour and a half. That's the most astounding thing I've ever heard for the United States of America. You ought to thank God that you've got a church to come to. Amen. I don't know what I'd do without the church. I don't know what I'd do without a church family. You're close. Hey, this church family right here is closer to me than my own flesh and blood. The word of the spokesman. But notice this, not only the word of the spokesman, but the wisdom of the spokesman. He said, I perceive that we're fixing to head into some trouble. Hey, you know how he knew that? He done been through 3 shipwrecks himself. He knew a little bit about sailing in a storm. Amen. And now he perceived that we're fixing to head off into another storm right here. So I got some advice to give you. Advice. A lot of folks don't like advice, you know what? Amen. When it rubs the wrong way, we don't like advice, do we? Amen. Now they done made up their mind they fixing to sail toward Rome. Paul said we ought not to do that. Hey, anybody ever told you you ought not to do certain thing? Huh? You went ahead and done it anyway. That hurts, don't it? When it backfires on you. And you have to eat all that crow. And it don't go the way you was thinking. And you have to look back and say, well, if I'd have just listened to them. That happens a lot of times in preaching, don't it? And preacher preach something right here, it goes to cutting a little bit. And goes to rubbing your hair back the wrong way. And you want to buck up. And you want to get mad and pout at him. But then later on down the road, you look back and say, well, you may not tell it, but you may be a thinking it. He was right. He was right. I was wrong. Lord, forgive me for being stupid. Amen. We can be stupid, you know that? We can be bullheaded, can't we? We can be a bunch of rebels, you know that? Amen. When the man of God's up preaching under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you ought to pay attention to him. Listen to me now. The wisdom of the spokesman. He done been through 3 shipwrecks. Not only the wisdom, but the warning. Say, we are heading into some trouble. You better listen to me. But you know what? They did just exactly like we do a lot of times. They rejected it. You ever had the preacher to get up a preaching something that's pretty hard preaching, friend, and you got to think, well, he's a preaching to them folks. He's a telling them folks. Amen. Surely not me. Yes, you. Listen, they rejected it all. They decided they'd compromise, go with the captain of the ship. They decided they'd detour around the man of God. A lot of folks do that, you know what? Look around the house at the empty seats. This Bible right here tells us plainly that we ought to be faithful. Man, it's not hard to understand that God requires people to be faithful. And in the last days, that we ought to even be more faithful in assembling ourselves together. We're definitely in the last days. But people are bullheaded. So listen to me. They decided they'd detour, but they were heading toward disaster. Better listen to the preacher. You hear me? You better listen to the Word of God. You better apply it to your life. You're heading for a disaster in your life. I've seen it happen. I've seen it happen. Not only the spokesman for the sailing, but the suddenness of the storm. Verse 13 and 14, it says, and when the south wind blew softly, then verse 14 says, not long after there arose against it a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon. Let me tell you something tonight. Things may be going real smooth for you. You may buck everything this Bible and preachers has to say to you. And things just rocking along just so smooth. But a storm can come up real sudden in your life. And you know what? I've seen people rebel against preaching and against the Word of God, but when a storm hits, you know what they'll do? I got to call the preacher. Preacher, can you fix this, preacher? I'm in a storm. I'm in big trouble. Can you get it to stop, preacher? When they could have possibly avoided if they just listened and applied the Word of God to their life. You see, Paul predicted it in verse 10. He had a perception that was heading into trouble. And you can see how perilous a storm can be. In these verses that I just read, this tempestuous wind, the ship was caught and they were driven up and down and they just being exceedingly tossed. I mean, they were in turmoil. You know, I thought about as I was studying this lesson right here, I thought about these folks that's been diagnosed with cancer. I had a brother-in-law, Brother Lee, that he was having some back pains, and he'd had back trouble most all his life. He went to Atlanta and had a CAT scan done, or whatever you call them things they do to you to to look at everything, and he's on his way back home. He got a phone call. They said, "You need to come back up here." So we got something we need to talk to you about. When he got back up there, he sat down across the table from the doctor, and the doctor says, "You've got cancer. It's in your lung, it's in your brain, it's in some bones." Just out of the blue. Just thought he had a little back trouble. Gonna get it fixed. But a storm come up in his life. That's how sudden a storm can come up in your life. And I'm trying to tell you tonight, friend, with sailing life, stormy seas, and you better be ready for the storms when they come, because they are coming our way. At some time or another, friend, it's going to come to our house. They can be perilous. And they can be a prison. He said in verse 20, when neither sun or stars and many days appeared, no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. He said in verse 15, the ship was caught. I've seen people and things come their way in life. Troubles come their way. It seems like they never can get out of it. Family troubles. And different things that's come in people's lives, and you pray about it, and you pray about it, but it's not God's will to take them out of it. And it seems like they're just caught, and they can't get loose from the storm that's got them. But they keep hanging on to God. He's the only hope. But it can seem like this, verse number 20. Sometimes it seems like this, that all hope has been taken away. But I'm here to tell you tonight, friend, if Jesus is on board with you, hey, you've got hope tonight. Amen. You've got hope tonight. Listen to me, friend. Not only in this suddenness of the storm here, it's predicted, it's perilous, it can be a prison to you, but you can prepare for it. Amen. Be prepared. You know what you'll do? If a weatherman said it's going to snow 4 inches tomorrow, y'all break your neck, get up here and get a loaf of bread after church. The grocery store shelves would be empty. You'd prepare for it, wouldn't you? Listen, we've got plenty of warning in this Word of God right here. Jesus said, in this life you shall have tribulation. Peter said, "Think it not strange concerning the fire trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing happened unto you." These are words of warning to you and me that we better be prepared for troubles that's going to come our way. And if you ain't got any trouble tonight, you ought to be shouting the rooftop off. Because something may come your way to knock the shout out of you. Amen. But preparing for the storm. I tell you how we can prepare. We need Holy Ghost preaching. We need Holy Ghost teaching. We need Holy Ghost singing. We need Holy Ghost praying. Hey, we need to get filled with the Holy Ghost and get filled with this book right here. Then we can be prepared when some storms come our way. And I'll tell you something else. You can go through a storm. You follow God just like this book says, just like I just said right there. And you may come out of that storm, hey, you may come out stronger, friend. And when you see a brother or a sister or a neighbor going through a storm, you can be a help to them. Because you, just like Paul, you done been through that storm before and you know what's a coming. The spokesman for the sailing. The suddenness of the storm. But now look at this. The sovereign of the storm. Listen, it was dark. They were being tossed. They were in despair. No doubt they were depressed. But there was a sovereign of the storm. You know what that song says? "I know the maker of the wind. I know the maker of the storm. I know the maker of the seas. Listen to me. In this thought of the sovereign of the storm, the sights. Can you imagine being out there on that ship, friend, in the middle of the night, being tossed to and fro? And in the day and time that they lived, I bet you it was pitch black. In all hope that we should be saved, Paul said, was then taken away. But then the sights that couldn't have gotten any worse, friend. But I remind you tonight that Jesus said over in the book of Hebrews, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. In Psalms 91, He said, call upon me, I'll answer you, and I'll get in your trouble with you. Hey, we got that kind of Savior tonight, friend. Listen to me, no matter what comes our way, friend, Jesus is there. He'll be with you through it all, and He'll help you through the storms of life. No matter how dark the night, how depressing the day, Jesus loves us, and He'll never turn His back on a child of God. Never. The sights. But then the supplication in verse 21 and 22, it says, but after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sirs, should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer. Listen to me now. For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you but of the ship. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve. Hey, listen to me. I'm glad He'll stand with you through the storms, friend. Hey, when it's dark and your friends are all walked out on you, when your family's left you, friend, and it seems like the world is caving in on you, friend, Jesus said, I'll be with you through it all. Paul said he stood with me. He'll stand with you through it all. Listen to me now. The sights of the sovereign, the supplication, but the salvation. He said in verse 23 again, there stood by me this night the angel of God whose I am and whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul. Wow. Fear not, Paul. Can you imagine being tossed in a ship, thinking you're fixing to go down. All hope is gone. It's black. It's midnight out there. And God said to fear not, Paul. He's the maker of the storm. Didn't take him by surprise at all. God had a purpose and a plan for this storm that they were going through. Let me tell you something. He can calm your storm. Just like He did the disciples. He can step out on your storm and say, peace be still. But if He don't, He can carry you through it. He will carry you through it. Listen, I wonder, you know, I thought about old Daniel when they determined to cast him into the lion's den. And as they carried Daniel, it was at night. And they carried Daniel to that lion's den, friend. I believe it was pitch black down in there. Them old lions was a-roaring, and they was fixing to throw Daniel in that lion's den. I bet you Daniel would have rather that the God had intervened before they got there to that pit. Amen? But He didn't. But let me tell you something. I believe when they tossed Daniel down into that pit right there, friend, time he hit the bottom, them old lions was purring like little old kittens. Daniel laid up in there all night on that old pillar of a lion down in there. And them three Hebrew boys, when they was determined that they was going to be cast into the fiery furnace, I bet you they'd rather that the Lord had put the fire out before they got there. Amen? But He didn't. But He didn't. And they got tossed into the fiery furnace, but guess what? Hey, there was a fourth man in the fire walking around, and there was no harm done to any of them. Because He got in there with them. He got into troubles with them. Just like He shut the mouths of the lions, He was in the fire with the Hebrew boys. What about Stephen when they was stoning him to death? I imagine he would have rather that the Lord had to come in there and stop that scene that day But he didn't. But I tell you what he did do. When Stephen looked up, he saw Jesus standing at the right hand of the Father. Friend, he'll be with you through it all, friend. I believe when he drawed his last breath, the Lord reached down and pulled him on into glory land world. Sailing life's stormy seas. The sovereign of the storm. Whatever God puts us in, He'll be in it with you. But lastly this, the shore in the storm. Notice this in verse number 27. I like this right here. It said, but when the 14th night which was come, as we were driven up and down in Adria about midnight. Can I tell you it's about midnight now? Amen. I believe that midnight hour is getting close to us in this old world. Says the shipmen deemed that they drew near to some country. Boy, I'm glad I got a Bible tonight. I'm glad I'm saved tonight. I'm glad I got a Holy Ghost living in me, friend. I look at this old world, how dark it is and how troubled it is, friend. And it just blows my mind to see the events taking place in this world today, friend. But I tell you what, it's about midnight in this old world and I'm a demon and I'm a drawing near to some country. Hey, let me tell you, it ain't this country in this old world, friend, but it's that country that God has prepared for His children, friend. Hey, one day soon, we're going to cross out of here. The old ship of Zion, honey, she's going to set sail for home. It'll be smooth sailing the rest of the way in. See, they had discernment for the shore. And I believe they had a desire for that shore. It was dark. Somebody said, I believe we're getting close to land. I believe there's a shore out there. If it's just daylight, we could see it. I tell you, through eyes of faith tonight, I see the shores of another land. A better country. Abraham looked for a city whose builder and maker is God. I'm looking for that city. I'm looking for that shore. And you know what? They had to go through some things before they reached it. You follow this chapter on over. Some on boards. Some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it came to pass that they escaped all safe to land. Why'd they all make it? You notice that centurion, the soldier's counsel was to kill all the prisoners. You know why they all made it? You know why the devil couldn't kill them? God done told Paul he's going to make it. There'll not be any loss of life. So they all made it. Can I tell you, storms may get rough in this life. Things may get tough. Good possibility. Some storms are going to hit on our way home. But I can promise you this, child of God, we're going to make it safely home. We're going to make it safely home. This world's not our home. We're pilgrims and strangers here. The longer I stay in this old world, the stranger it gets. But I got my eyes set on another shore. Amen. Stand with me.